What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google.
We're in a society now of quick. We're in a society of quick and convenient. So if someone says to you, hey, you know, you should do this, the first thing they do is they go, great, where can it be done quicker? And how can I do it without actually having any effort? You know, is there a app I can buy that works out all my hashtags? Is there a app I can buy that downloads this? They look for convenience. And we become in that mentality so much that we don't realize that sometimes it's just good just to get your head down, get your nose in the dirt and actually work. And we're in a society now where we're actually losing that. If we go back two generations, and that's not long ago, two generations, you know, two decades, you know, three decades, we didn't have any. You wanted something done, you went down to the store, you bought the wood, you banged it up yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Nowadays, we're like, oh, we've got to do this. Let's spend an hour on the internet to find out how to do it and then buy a course and then get this and then go on Fiverr or try and outsource it. We naturally, in our heads, try to avoid doing the work. That's the society we're in today. The other thing is, I think we're scared. People today are scared of doing anything for fear that it's going to look stupid or it's going to fail. Okay? We've got entire TV shows based on people failing, falling over, walking into walls. We're not scared of trying. We're scared of people seeing us fail and us looking silly. And therefore, we've got two ways. One, we get someone else to do it and we can yell at them. Or two, we don't do it. Because we can't fail and look silly if we don't actually do it. And if we do that, and you know, you were talking about doing courses and boot camps. You know, I consult. The bottom line of it is you will give people all the information in the world and they will sit there and do jack shit with it and then blame you that it didn't work. Because they didn't do anything because they didn't want to look as though they weren't doing it properly. You have to implement. And a good friend of mine, Jay Abraham, says a shitty idea is still gold with implementation. A genius idea is crap with zero implementation. So the implementation is the key, not the concept or idea. You can always get better. You know, anything you do, you can get better. There's so many products that have been produced in this world today that when they first came out was shit. Or when they first came out, they were supposed to fit in a different, you know, Coca-Cola was supposed to be an antacid for your stomach cramps. Now it's a soft drink. When you release something, then you can find out where it goes. You can refine it. You can polish it. You can make it better. People are scared of being seen to fail. It's easier for them not to try anything because then they can't fail if they didn't try.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.